just a little bit. Galatians chapter 1. Candy, I'm hurting fast again. Galatians chapter 1, verse 15. But when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by His what? Grace. To reveal His Son, Jesus Christ, in me, that I might preach Jesus Christ among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. He didn't confer with any man. In Galatians chapter 1, verse 11, let's back up. Paul says, but I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. So the Son of God, Jesus Christ, was in Paul and spoke through Paul. That's what we're talking about. Christ was in Paul. He spoke to Paul, just to those Ephesians over there, like we talked about. Paul's doctrine had to be delivered to the Ephesians, the ungodly Gentiles. Yes, they had heard Christ through the words committed to the Apostle Paul. And we're going to end it with this. In Acts chapter 20, please. I've got to give you a story on this. I've done it before, but this is appropriate. Acts chapter 20.
That's when you say, I was thinking it was actually.
It was
20.
Well, actually, 18 is where I was talking about the. That's where I'm going now. But Acts 18 was what I was talking about. And he came to Ephesus and he preached in the synagogue. 20! I tell you, there was a new gospel started in Philippians chapter 4, verse 15. And it happened when he sailed away from Philippi. Philippi is the chief city of Macedonia. You can go back over to Acts 16 if you want to find that out. I'm not going there. But the thing of it was in verse 6, and Luke was with him when he says we, Luke penned this, sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread and came unto them in Troas in 5 days, and we stayed there or abode there 7 days. But now here's what I want you to see. Remember I told you before that Paul had received this message, the gospel of the grace of God. But you couldn't teach it. It wasn't right yet. But now he has preached the gospel of Christ to all the people, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And he's got this new information. And he got it out of temple vision. That's another story. But the fact of it is, he's got it. Then he gets long-winded. He's so happy that he's going to be going to the ungodly Gentiles, which he never believed he would ever go to anyway. So he was in Ephesus over in Acts 18 and 19, and he made his trip back after he went his fourth trip to Jerusalem. They wouldn't accept him. The Lord told him, says, get out of here. They're not going to accept your testimony of me. So he backtracked back over to Ephesus in the synagogues, and they didn't like what he told them. Hey, I'm going to go to the ungodly Gentiles. I haven't yet, but I know that's where I'm going. So then over here in Acts chapter, they said, off with a man's head, he shouldn't live, going to the ungodly Gentiles. So, over here in Acts chapter 20, Paul preaches all night. The man, Eutychus, falls off, he goes to sleep, like some of y'all have done today. And he falls off the loft. Paul goes down there, they say he's dead, he goes down there, lays on him, he brings him back to life, they eat, they go up and happy, and Paul preaches till daylight. He was so excited. The only time in the Bible that he ever done that. So, now, what happened is this, in verse 17, Paul had been to Ephesus in the synagogues, but he never taught the ungodly Gentiles. So what he did in verse 17 of Acts 20, and from Miletus, he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. That's the elders in the synagogue. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, you know from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you in all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility, and he keeps on going, testifying in verse 21, both to the Jews and also to the Greeks. And now in verse 22, behold, I go bound in the Spirit into Jerusalem, not knowing of the things that shall befall me there. In verse 24, but none of those things, they said, hey, you're going to have some affliction. Somebody's going to try to cut your head off. Verse 24, but none of these things move me, neither count of my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and ministry in which I have received of the Lord Jesus to do something, to testify the gospel of the grace of God. See, He hadn't started preaching the gospel of the grace of God, but I want you to see here, but none of these things move me. That's about him getting killed. Neither count of my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy in the ministry, which I have received. Past tense. He's received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. He got it. He's supposed to go and preach this to the ungodly Gentiles. So that's what I'm talking about right here. Paul's doctrine has been delivered to the Ephesians, but it was by, in my opinion, and I'm going to tell you it's my opinion because it doesn't tell you, he delivered it at Miletus to those elders from Ephesus. And they are the ones who taught the ungodly Gentiles. Long story just to get to that point. Do y'all see that? If you don't, it's a hard thing to see. If you don't get it the first time or second time, don't worry about it.
Read 27.
Read what?
27.
For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Now this was the gospel of Christ that he's talking about here. He has taught everybody he was supposed to. And they were in tears when he was leaving. But, so that's what I wanted you to see. You can start in Acts chapter 20, start in verse 17, and read throughout the rest of the chapter, okay? Read throughout the rest of the chapter. Paul's doctrine had been delivered to the Ephesians, and it wasn't delivered to the Ephesians. We're talking ungodly Gentiles now, not in the synagogue, because he did that. But the ungodly Gentiles, it had to be by the elders of the church from Ephesus that were in the synagogues. They had to have taught the ungodly Gentiles. Now, because Paul never did. So they heard the word of Christ, didn't they? But they heard it from Christ, the risen Savior, through the Apostle Paul, through those elders that were in Ephesus, and they went back and told them. And that's what I got for you today. We'll pick it up right here at Ephesians 4:22 at a later date. Thank you so much for coming.
Potluck
next week. So remember that. Let me cut this down.
Okay, that was a good lesson there. And I hope that you each found something helpful in it at some point through the lesson. We're going to have a short music break here, a song, and give you a chance to stand up, move around a little, and then we're going to have part 5 of the Gospel Misunderstandings lessons that I've been going through, and we'll have several... let me just check. We'll have three different misunderstandings we'll cover. But first...